Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Beis, and we're going to talk about the concept of making a shliach for bris milah, shlichus b'milah. Where does this come up? Comes up here. We're in the sugya of toa b'devar mitzvah. If somebody makes a mistake while involved in a mitzvah, is he chayav a karban chatos or not? If there is some type of shogeg, some type of sin that occurred, but he thought he was doing a mitzvah, or he had the potential to do a mitzvah, that's the sugya here on daf Ayin Aleph and Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Ayin Bezum and Aleph, turning over to Ayin Bezum and Bez, Gemara is being mechalik between Karban Sibur and Bris Mila. The Gemara says that Nitna Shabbos Lidachos, but the Gemara says Nitna Shabbos Lidachos, that's low when it comes to Mila. So the Gemara says Nitna Shabbos Lidachos Eitzel Karban Sibur. Amalei Rav Ashi of Kahana. Hachanami Ari Nitna Shabbos Lidachos Eitzel Tinokos Da Alma. Isn't Shabbos Nitna Lidachos? In the whole world, there are babies, boys being having a bris mila today. I know somewhere in the world. So don't we say that you're in the world of the mitzvah, right? Eitzel Tinokos Da Alma. So Amalei Lagabe Hai Da Hai Gavra Mias Lois Yaev. But regarding this person, It's not Nitan Lidachos regarding this person. So therefore, you can't compare that to the case of Karbet Sibur, which is really for related to all. So the Gemara says, L'gabe, hi Gavra. Which Gavra are we talking about? So Mistama, the Mohel, the father. Who are we talking about? Who is the mitzvah aunt? That's what we're going to talk about today. So the Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchas Milah that the mitzvah of Bris Milah is on the father, as we know, based on the Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin, on Daf Chavtes, where the Gemara says that the father has a number of obligations related to the son. The son has a number of obligations related to the father. That's the Mishnah. Kala mitzvahs haben ala ab, anashim chayavim anashim beturos, kala mitzvahs av ala ben, echad anashim, echad anashim. The Braisa says, what are some examples? Av chayav bebeno la mulo, first one. A father is obligated to give bris milah to his son, liftoso, to redeem him, lalamdo Torah, lahasio isha, redeem for pidyon haben purposes, v'chulu, and the Mishnah, and the Gemara really says it befair. So the Rambam says in Hilchas Milah, mitzvahs ase achas. What's the mitzvah? Lamul es hazacharim b'yam hashmini. Very unclear. To circumcise the zacharim. Upon who? Who is the mitzvah on? The mitzvah is to circumcise the zacharim. Says the Rambam, Mila mitzvahs ase shechayav en alakari, shenemar. V'cha'oral zachar shelo yamul es psar al asov v'nichbras hanev shehi. U'mitzvah al ha'av. Now the Rambam starts off. The mitzvah is on the father, lamulas bino. V'al harav, lamulas kalavadav, yilid bayis, umikras kesef. Avar ha'avo ha'adon, v'lo malo son. Bital mitzvah saseh. If the father or the master don't, then there's a bital aseh. Ve'ino chayev karis, she'ina karis tali, ela ba'aral atzmo. There's no chayev karis. U'bezdin mitzuben lamulas, oso haben, o ha'eved, bizmano. And if the father doesn't do it, bezdin takes it over. V'lo yanichu arel, lo b'yisrael, v'lo ba'avadeya. Fine. And then the Rambam says, one more halacha, so it goes from the father to the Bezdin, Ein molin es banav shal adam el shalom midaito, elam kin avar v'nimna lo mulo, shebezdin malo naso val karcho, nis'ali mi bezdin v'lo malo oso kishe yagdil, hu chayev la mulo satzmo. Finally, it goes on to the boy himself, v'kal yom v'yom she'avar alav mi she'yagdil, v'lo yomol es atzmo, hariu mevatel mitzvah zasei. Aval eno chayev karis, es she'yamas v'hu arel b'meisid. That is the Ram Shita, Machlokes Rambam Ravid, about when the Chiyuv Karis kicks in. Okay, but this is the Rambam. The mitzvah is on the father until he gets older, and then it switches to himself. There is a famous discussion of the Arzarua. The Arzarua writes that the mitzvah seems to say that the mitzvah of bris milah cannot be passed from the father to a mohel. If the father knows how to do bris milah, so then the father is not allowed to pass it to a mohel. That's the Arzarua in Hilchas Milah. In ma'av mohel asur, our girsa is lahaniach la'acher sheyamol. To leave someone else to be mal. Lahaniach la'acher sheyamol. The way the Dark Moshe quotes it in Hilchas Milah, in Reis Lamach Dalet, asur litain l'mohel acher. And the Dark Moshe, the Rama, wonders, well, why wouldn't he be able to make a shliach? You can make a shliach for any mitzvah. So why all of a sudden do we say by bris milah, the Arzarua seems to say that you can't make a shliach to do bris milah, right? If he knows how to do it. If he knows how to do it. Why should it be different than any other mitzvah? There are some achronim that read the Arzarua very closely and say maybe he never meant it. Maybe he never meant it. The Arzarua says here in Hilchas Milah, Simin Kuf Zayin, he's not allowed to leave someone else to do bris milah, meaning he shouldn't let it be done without him taking care of it. But if he tells somebody else to do it, that's his taking care of it. That's not an example of lahaniach la'acher lamul. No, that's him doing it through a shliach. So it could be that he never meant it. Now, but again, the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah does not understand it that way. He understands it kipshuto, that he is not allowed to make a shliach. And he wonders why he wouldn't be able to make a shliach. Good. So where does the action start? It starts with the rush. The rush in Chulin, in the sixth parak. The rush in Chulin, there's quotes a story that there was a Moel, there was a father that told a Moel to do Bris Mila, and the Moel was about to do the Mila, and all of a sudden somebody comes and gives him a bump and pushes him over, and then the other Moel number two, does the Bris instead of Moel number one. Not the one that was appointed by the father, but someone else. So the bris is done. Fine, the bris is done. He's not an aral anymore. But the question is, what's that sugya in the sixth parak of Maseches Chulin on Daf Pei Zayin? Or so, the sugya is, does he have to pay asar zehuvim? We know if somebody steals a mitzvah, the Gemara tells us that one has to pay 10 gold coins. And the question is, in this case, does he have to pay 10 gold coins? So, Rabbeinu Tam says no, because he could have said amen to the mitzvah, to the bracha, and he did the mitzvah, but later on, the rush is lashon. Ubalav hanach taimi de Rabbeinu Tam nirali liftar ha-moel. The second moel that pushed away the first moel is pater. Ti af al pi sha'amar ha'av la-moel echad la-mul espino. Even though the father told moel A to do the bris milah, lo zacha ba'osa ha-mitzvah, L'chayiv acher im kadam basa. He, the first mole, wasn't zoche in the mitzvah to be mechayiv someone else if the other person went and did it. But lo dami l'kisi, it's not like kisi adam, de amra Torah v'shavach v'chisa, misha shavach yichaseh. It's not like where the Torah says, whoever does shchita has dibs to do kisi. No, it's not like that. V'cheina av shachayiv l'mulas b'no, v'ratza l'mula, v'chadam acher v'chayiv. Also, if the father was doing bris milah and he got pushed away and somebody else did it, then the moel would be chayiv. But here, it's the father already passed it to the first moel, and now the first moel is taken from the second moel. By the second moel, then he's not chayiv. Avlam eina avro tzel amulo, kol Yisrael chayiv lamulo. Ubedibur shamar av lamoel, he says it again, lo zacha lamitzvah lachayiv laacher im kadmo. So the question is, what exactly does the rush mean? And this rush is quoted in the Ramah, in Choshen Mishpat. In Choshen Mishpat, that if Moel 2 steals it from Moel A, so then there is no Yitzchuvim that is paid. That is the Ramah quoting in the Rosh. So why is this? So says the Shach there in Shin Pei Peis in Choshen Mishpat. The Shach doesn't say this in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Milah, but the Shach says here in Shin Pei Peis, you know what the Rosh is saying? He's saying like the Arzarua. Because really the father can't make a Shliach. So therefore, when the father tells another to mole to make a shliach, it's not his mitzvah. It's really the father's mitzvah. It's not transferable. And therefore, once the first mole has it, so it's stolen from the first mole, it's done by the second mole, okay, but it's not the first mole's mitzvah. It's only the father's, and it's not transferable. He can't make a shliach lamol. If he gives it over, he's mevatel mitzvaso, says the shach. And the shach even wonders, let me get his lashon, the shach even wonders, he's metame. He's metame on so many people that he says, tell other people to do the mila, right? And he says, he looks around and he sees other people, allowing others to do the mila. After quoting the Rosh, the Shach says in Shin Pei Beis, Sivkat and Zayin, Umidivrei harash hevesi muchach, demishu moal eno rashoi litenes beno la'achel amualo, v'chayivu ba'atzmol amualo, dumya tekisui. He quotes the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Milo. We read that. It's not Mefurish in the Rambam, but he reads the Rambam that way. And he says, V'kasavti zelefi shereisi kama anashim, mechabdim la'achirim lamolas b'neihem, af shehem ba'atzmam yichol lamol, ul'daitihem, mevat le'mitzvah saseh. Unbelievable. U'mitzvah gedola shel Milo, v'yesh le'bezdim levatel hadavar hazeh. So, the Arzarua, who says in Hilchas Milo that one is not allowed, seems to say, according to many, let's take it the pshuto that as the way the Darkei Moshe understands it, the way that most understand it, you can't make a shliach lamol. So the Shach puts that together with the shita of the Rush, that if second moel steals it from the first moel, he doesn't have to pay asar zehuvim. And that's why you can't make a shliach for bris milah. And the Shach is machmer like this, and the Ksos and Shin Pei Beis also agrees. The Ksos also says, even though he quotes the Darkei Moshe, quotes the Tvo Shar, why shouldn't Shlichus work? But then he defends the Shach. That's exactly what the Rush is saying, that there is no Shlichus, and that's why it's not stealing a mitzvah. The Mole is just a second tier, just like Bezdin. just like Beis Din. But the first mole is a second tier, and the third mole and the second mole is a second tier. The Ksos, though, acknowledges that there's a problem here. What's the problem? Because the same Darkei Moshe in Hilchos Mila that quotes the Arzuru and that says, of course you can make a shliach, he's the one that quotes the Rush in Choshe Mishpat. So obviously, the Rama thinks that the two Shitas are not compatible, and you could hold of one without the other. The Shach assumes that the Rush and the Arzuru are based on the same Yisod, you can't make a shliach for Bris Mila. And therefore, he says that you don't have to pay, and there's not a shliach. But the Rama obviously does not think that. The Rama does not quote this Arzaru in Hilchos Mila, but he does quote the Rush in Hilchos Choshe Mishpat in the Asara Zehuvim discussion. So the Ksos acknowledges that. The Ksos acknowledges that and says, V'yim Kain, he says, V'yef Shalomar, the Kivan de Kfar Gila Ha'av La'asos Ha'davar Ha'idei Shliach, Im Kain B'kadmo Acher Nami Ha'vilei Shliach Ta'av. Right? Maybe you could say, he says, he quotes B'divrei Rama Kashalan, but he quotes this Rush, and he quotes that also. He says, maybe where the father said he could be a shliach, B'kadmo Acher Nami Ha'vilei Shliach Ta'av. Maybe when the second Moel steals it for the first Moel, so to speak, he automatically goes into the shoes of the first shliach. He becomes the shliach of the Av. The second that the father is megalados and he wants somebody else to do it, then whoever does it is going to be a shliach. If the father does it himself, so then anybody who steals from there, so he's going to have to pay because he stole it from the father. But here, where the father already was megalados that he'll let somebody else do it, so then whoever does it, so then he's included, he's considered. Says the Ksos, maybe that's a defense of the Rama, but then he doesn't like it at the end. He says, why? He says, he wasn't appointed. And the second shliach wasn't appointed by the father. So I don't think that that answer is going to work, but the Ksos, his maskana, is like the shach, that you can't make a shliach. So how do we answer for the Rama? And again, this is not quoted by the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch, or the Rama, in Hilchos Mila. So that's why, Me'ikir Hadin, we don't paskin, like this shach, and the, even though it's the shach and the Ksos, based on the Rama in Choshe Mishpat, but pashas the Rama, in Choshe Mishpat is not connected to the Ramah in your day. How do you answer? So if you look at the Minchas Asher in Brachos, in Simet Tesvav, he has another suggestion. Maybe the Rush means something totally different. That if you look closely in the language of the Rush, you know, it seems to be Meduyik that way. The Rush is not saying that you can't make a Shliach for Mila. Right? The Arzaruah might be saying that. Might be saying that, but the Rush is not saying that. Right? The Rush is saying, of course there's Shlichus. There's Shlichus for Mila. And the father makes the Shliach for the, to the first Moel. The Rush is just stating a rule regarding Chotef Mitzvah. When the Rabbanan made the Knas of Chotef Mitzvah. So, why did they make that Knas? Because you stole what? So, suggests Rav Asher Weiss, when a person does a Mitzvah, there's a certain spiritual aura that surrounds the person when he does the Mitzvah. He makes unbelievable, has unbelievable effects in Shamayim. There's a lot that happens through the Maisa HaMitzvah that he does. When somebody makes a shliach to do the mitzvah, so it's the shliach that gets that, what he calls the skulos ha-mitzvah, right? The unique things that happen by the person doing the mitzvah. You're right, the mishlach gets the credit, gets the chalos, but the skulos ha-mitzvah, there's something special about doing it yourself. Right, the Rashi at the beginning of second paragraph of Kedushin, mekabel schar tvei. The yesod din shlichus, the ain't din shlichus biskula, ela bedinim. The shlichus shaycha rak lenin totzos hamaisim, yachulu ala mishalayach. Ki kinyonim kidushin vigerishin. Avalo shaycha shlichus biskula hamaisim. Right? There's the special aura, the spiritual aura that comes through a mitzvah. That's not transferable. And that's what the knas of stealing a mitzvah is for. Of course, the second mole stole the mitzvah. And it wasn't appropriate. It wasn't appropriate, but it doesn't mean that the first Moel wasn't acting like the father. But it's just that there's no knas of Yud Zehuvim in that case because it's the father's mitzvah that he transferred through a shliach to the shliach. So in that case, there's no takana of Yud Zehuvim because it's not the shliach's mitzvah technically. He's doing it on behalf of the father as a shliach. But in that case, there's not going to be a takana of Yud Zehuvim. And twice, I'll read that lashon again. The Rush's lashon was, the first Moel wasn't zoch in the mitzvah. Period. It doesn't say that. He adds a few words. Lo zacham pa'osa mitzvah l'chayev achirim kadam baso. To mechayev someone else if he does it. Or he says it again at the end, the last line. Again, this is in Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, in the Rush. Lo zacha la mitzvah l'chayev la'acher. He wasn't chayev in the mitzvah so much so that he would have to pay yud zehuvim, or be paid yud zehuvim. But of course, it is transferable. So that could be what the Rama means, and therefore you don't have to put the two together, the Arzarua and the Rush. The fundamental question, though, is, let's say, whether it's the Rush, or at least whether it's the Arzarua, you know, why wouldn't you be able to transfer, you know, Mila, you know, just like you could transfer other many other things. Why can't you transfer? Why isn't Mila subject to Shlichos according to these Rishonim? Again, we don't pass in this way. But why is it not transferable? So the Kso says maybe it's totally on the Tosfos Rid. The famous Tosfos Rid in Mesechus Kiddushin, Adap Membeis, where the Tosfos Rid seems to say that there's no Shlichos for mitzvahs Shebegufo. Tefillin and Sukkah and Lulav, or Tzitzis, Tefillin, Sukkah, Tzitzis. Mitzvah Shebegufo. You can't transfer Tefillin. You can't transfer Sukkah. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Kso says, just like you can't transfer Tilan and Sukkah, Tzitzis, so too you can't transfer Mila. Again, that's a Chiddush. You know, you might have said the Tosfos Rid by Tfil and Sukkah, Tzitzis, but the fact that Mila should go with them, and the Kso doesn't really explain it. He just quotes the Tosfos Rid, and then he says, last line, V'haynu nami taima de Mila, domila Tfilin v'sukkah v'tzitzis. It seems like there's a Maisa that has to be done by you. Sometimes the Torah demands that you do it, and Mila is also one of them. Right, the problem is the Ksos himself gives a different shot to the Tosfos Rid elsewhere. This Ksos was in Shin Pei Beis, but if you look in Ksos and Kuf Pei Beis, the Ksos says, you know what the Tosfos Rid means? There's a difference between a mitzvah that is Maisa focus and a mitzvah which just, there's a reality. There's a passive physical state focus. The mitzvah of Tefillin is that it should be on you. The mitzvah of Sukkah is that you should be in a Sukkah. Right, it's a Dover de Memela. That's the language of the Ksos. Davar de Memela. So that is why by Sukkah and by Tfilin and by Tzitzis, the Ksos says, that's the Pshat of the Tosfos Rid. It's a Davar de Memela, and therefore it is not transferable through a Shliach. Is Mila a Davar de Memela? It doesn't sound that way. If the Pshat of the Tosfos Rid is Davar de Memela, so it's a little difficult how the Ksos in Shin Pei Beis puts Mila with all of these other mitzvos. Right? He says, by Pesach, Kiddushin, and Gerushin, that's a Maisa Shliach, Kamoso, Kilu, Hubatz, Moshachana Pesach. Why don't you say the same thing by Mila? Right? It's a little difficult. It's a Davar de Memela on the boy, but that's not on the father. We're talking about whether it's transferable on the father. He quotes a Rush in a Dharma in Beis, but uses the solution of Davar de Memela. Okay, but either way, it's a beautiful pshat of the Tosfos Rid. But if that's the case, so then it's a little difficult to put in that Ksos with this Ksos. Reb Chaim, quoted in the Bircha Shmuel in Kiddushin, Simen Chav, has a similar pshat. It doesn't use the lashon of Davar de Memela, but a similar pshat to what the Ksos says here, explaining the Tosfos Rid. Right, where he quotes, so the Bircha Shmuel quotes Reb Chaim. Mitzvah tefillin v'sukkah, mitzvah hu b'cheftza, ma shehaguf yoshev basukkah, u ma sheish hanachas tefillin begufo. V'lo din maisa shel hahanacha v'hayeshiva. Ma sheikin b'shchitas pesach, la mitzvah hi lo ma sheyodov nogos ba'asimonim ba'cheftza, and din maisa shchita. Right, Maisa versus Chefza, right, and that's Reb Chaim there. There could be a different shad of the chiluk of mitzvah shebegufo. Maybe this is what the Tosfos Rid says, or maybe this is a different shad. If you look in the Marach Arzarua, the son of the Arzarua in Siman Yud Aleph, which is fascinating, that he does not quote his father as arguing on this, which maybe points to the fact that the Arzarua didn't really mean it, as we started off before. But in the Marach Arzarua, he also says mitzvah shebegufo, and he says that. Somewhat opposite of the Arzarua, similar to the Ksos, but Maisa versus Totsah. Mila, the Chiv of the Av is to make sure to get it done. Make sure it's done. The Hisaskus. It doesn't matter if you do it or somebody else does it, right? He gets the credit. The father gets the credit as long as it's done. And he quotes a number of rayas that the focus of Mila is just on the result of making sure the child is mahul, right? On the list that we started off with in Chavtes is linked with Umanis and Talmud Torah. That's all result oriented. The Gemara Menachas and Daf Mem Gimel, and that David HaMelech was in the shower, and that he didn't have any mitzvahs. They remember the Bris Mila. There's no Maisa Mila going on there, but it's just that it's the result. And if it's the result, that's what the mitzvah is about. And therefore, of course, you can make a shliach. Of course, you can make a shliach. If you look closely, it's kind of like you don't even need a shliach. You don't even need a shliach. The Arzarua seems to say there are three different categories of mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs that you can't do through a shliach, like a mitzvah shebegufo, like tefillin and sukkah. There's mitzvahs that you can do through a shliach, like kiddushin and gerushin. And there's mitzvahs that you don't even need a shliach. right? It's a davar, it's just passive, get the result done. So that's how the Ar Zeruah, the Maharach Ar Zeruah, explains the Chilak HaMitzvah Shebe Gufa. But according to that, Mila, of course, could be done through a shliach. It's not even a shliach. It's just getting somebody else to do it. Okay, but that's another pshat of mitzvah shebe gufa. There might be one other pshat, another way to learn the Tosfos Rid, which could help with the mila. But again, it's a different emphasis than what the Kso says. In that same piece in the Minchas Asher, he says if you look closely, the Tosfos Rid might be saying that it's not that. Oh, it's not always known as mitzvah shebe gufa are different. If you look at the Tosfos Rid closely, he might be saying that no, really all mitzvahs are mitzvah shebe gufa. The exceptions aren't mitzvah shebe gufa. The exceptions are the ones that you can do through a shliach. Hashem wants you to do mitzvahs. When mitzvahs are upon me, mitzvahs are for me personally. All mitzvahs are shebe gufa. The chiddush is by kiddushin and gerushin and by some of the other ones where there is a chalos. So that's where there could be ability to transfer. And that's because those mitzvahs have a certain level of bialus. Again, we're not going to get into that now, based on Tosfos Exubis, on Daf Ayin Dalad. But again, only mitzvahs where I'm nechshav the bialim, can I transfer it? But others, I'm not the bialim. So by mila, I'm not the bialim on mila, and therefore I can't make a shliach. So really, almost all mitzvahs are mitzvah shebegufo, except for some of the exceptional cases. But either way, this might is all alluded to in this line of Psachim Ayin Beis, where it says that the mitzvah, Tinokos da'alma, have nothing to do with this father that is sitting here that was Toeh B'dvar mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.